Of course, the average geisha isn't trapped in this way. Instead, she spends her time charming men in the hopes that one of them will eventually make an inquiry with the mistress of the tea house about her. Many of these inquiries lead nowhere. The man, when he's investigated, may be found to have too little money, or he may balk when someone suggests he give a gift of an expensive kimono as a gesture of goodwill. But if the weeks of negotiations come to a successful conclusion, the geisha and her new donna conduct a ceremony just like when two geisha become sisters. In most cases, this bond will probably last 6 months or so, perhaps longer, because, of course, men tire so quickly of the same thing. The terms of the arrangement will probably oblige the donna to pay off a portion of the geisha's debts and cover many of her living expenses each month, such as the cost of her makeup and perhaps a portion of her lesson fees and maybe her medical expenses as well. Things of that sort. Despite all these extravagant expenses, he'll still continue to pay her usual hourly fee whenever he spends time with her, just as her other customers do, but he's also entitled to certain privileges. These would be the arrangements for an average geisha. But a very top geisha, of which there were probably 30 or 40 in Gion, would expect much more. To begin with, she wouldn't even consider tarnishing her reputation with a string of donna, but might instead have only one or two in her entire life. Not only will her donna cover all of her living expenses, such as her registration fee, her lesson fees, and her meals, what's more, he'll provide her with spending money, sponsor dance recitals for her, and buy her gifts of kimono and jewelry. And when he spends time with her, he won't pay her usual hourly fee. He'll probably pay more, as a gesture of goodwill. Mameha was certainly one of these top geisha. In fact, as I came to learn, she was probably one of the two or three best-known geisha in all of Japan. You may have heard something about the famous geisha Mametsuki, who had an affair with the Prime Minister of Japan shortly before World War I and caused something of a scandal. She was Mameha's older sister, which is why they both had the Mame in their names. It's common for a young geisha to derive her name from the name of her older sister. Having an older sister like Mametsuki was already enough to ensure Mameha a successful career. But in the early 1920s, the Japan Travel Bureau began its first international advertising campaign. The poster showed a lovely photograph of the pagoda from the Toji Temple in southeastern Kyoto, with a cherry tree to one side and a lovely young apprentice geisha on the other side, looking very shy and graceful and exquisitely delicate. That apprentice geisha was Mameha.